Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. I repeat, but our sufficiency is from God. My dear brothers and sisters, in the Bible, when God calls someone to do something, you will notice they don't jump up and say, "No problem, I'm ready." In story after story, if you read in the Bible, they tell God why they can't do it. Consider the following list of people, right? Starting with Moses, he says in Exodus 4:10, "I have never been eloquent. I'm slow of speech and tongue." Gideon said, "How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family," in Judges 6:15. Abraham said, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old?" in Genesis 17:17. Jeremiah said, "Alas, sovereign Lord, I am too young," in Jeremiah 1:6. Isaiah said, "Woe to me, for I am a man of unclean lips," Isaiah 6:5. Esther said, "All know that for any man or woman who approaches the king without being summoned, the king has but one law, that they be put to death," Esther 4:11. Rich young ruler said to Jesus, "He went away sad because he had great wealth," in Matthew 19:22. Saul, the Lord said, "See, he has hidden himself among the baggage," in 1 Samuel 10:22. This happened when Samuel was proclaiming Saul as king, and the people couldn't find him and asked the Lord where he was. My dear brothers and sisters, what a list of excuses. Too inarticulate, too weak, too old, too young, too sinful, too dangerous, too rich, too hesitant. Yet God used every one of them to fulfill his purposes. And Paul tells us why, that we read the scripture above. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. My question to you today is, do you have the call of the Lord upon your life? Has God called you to do something for him? Are you fulfilling it? Are you making an excuse? Are you running away from the call? If it is so, then today examine your heart and surrender your will to the Lord and say, "God, I need your sufficiency. I need your sufficiency. You are my El Shaddai God. You are my all-sufficient God, and I will only depend on you." Today I encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, depend on God. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are so grateful, O Lord, that you never fail. O Lord, you are a God who is an awesome God, a good God, a great God, a mighty God, true to your word. Your word says that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. Your word says in Psalm 138:2, you have magnified your word even above your name. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord, that you are a God who fulfills your promises in the lives of your people. Today, Lord, I pray, grant us the revelation knowledge of your word. Grant us, O Lord, and open our eyes to see the magnificence of God in the spiritual realm and in every other area of our lives. I thank you. Lord God Almighty, I pray today, Father, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them, O Father. You will lead them and guide them by the power of your Spirit. Lord, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, because they are yours. Abba Father, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. And Father, we receive our healing in faith. I send forth your word of healing upon your people in faith in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. And we give you the praise of Jesus and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.